This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What did Karma do after they dumped you for someone better? Story 1. He told me he needed more excitement and that I was too stable for his lifestyle. 2 weeks later, I saw him posting beach pics with this new girl who, admittedly, looked like she belonged in a music video. Whatever. I moved on quietly. 6 months later, I got a message from him on LinkedIn. Just a casual, hey, followed by, any chance you're hiring? Turns out he got fired from his sales job for falsifying numbers. The exciting girl drained his savings and bailed. He'd also been living out of his car for a bit. I didn't gloat. I just replied, best of luck, and hit archive. The kicker? The job he was asking about would have been under me. Story 2. I was with her for almost 5 years, built her a home office during COVID, helped her through family drama, and even co-signed a loan for her car. Then she cheated. Said the new guy was ambitious and had big city energy, unlike me and my boring desk job. Well, within a year, the ambitious guy got arrested. White-collar crime, fake crypto coin thing. Her name was on some of the documents because she helped with marketing. She tried to blame ignorance, but it still landed her in court. Meanwhile, I'd quietly gotten promoted twice and bought a house. Sometimes I still get mail for her. Mostly debt collection stuff. Story 3. She dumped me via text 2 weeks after my mom passed. Said she needed space to find herself. but 2 days later was posting couple pics with a personal trainer she swore was just a friend. I spiraled hard. Therapy helped. Gym helped more. Fast forward a year. I was walking into a new gym across town, and guess who's working the front desk? Yep, same guy. Turns out he lost his training license due to harassment claims. She was standing beside him, older, tired, and clearly embarrassed to make eye contact. I didn't say anything. Just walked past, earbuds in. That silence was louder than any insult. Story 4. She left me for a TikTok influencer. Said he could launch her acting career. I laughed, but okay. A year later, their cringy video started going viral, but not for the reasons they wanted. A drama channel exposed him for DMing underage fans. She tried to salvage her image, but clips of her defending him aged badly. Me? I'd started uploading guitar covers on YouTube to cope. One of them got picked up by a popular channel. Now I do music full-time and have a loyal fan base. Funny thing is, some of her old fans are now mine. Guess some people do get discovered, just not how they think. Story 5. He said I didn't get his art and left me for a woman he met at a gallery. Cool. I helped him pack. He always acted like I held him back, like a day job was beneath him, but she had money. He moved in with her, lived off her, and started acting like a creative genius. Until she kicked him out. Apparently, he cheated on her too, with a third woman. She exposed him online with receipts, screenshots, the whole thing. He became a meme in local circles. Nobody wanted to work with him after that. I still have the oil painting he left behind. It's ugly, but it reminds me that even trash can be recycled into red flags. Story 6. He broke up with me because he said I lacked vision. Said I didn't dream big, didn't push hard enough. At the time, we were both freelance designers trying to build portfolios, but he was obsessed with chasing startup fame. One day, he told me over dinner, without even finishing his wine, that he met someone at a networking event who believed in him more. A week later, they were posting together with captions like, "Building empires." Cool. I stayed quiet. I kept working on my craft, took on unglamorous clients, learned business fundamentals, reinvested in myself. 2 years later, I own a boutique design firm with 12 employees and contracts with two major national brands. Him? A mutual friend told me he tried to launch a crypto-based art platform with that girl. It flopped. Then he tried NFTs. Also flopped. Then coaching. Same result. Last I heard, he works part-time at a print shop. The empire never came. We ran into each other at a conference recently. He recognized my name on the panel lineup and tried to strike up a conversation. I shook his hand, smiled, and said, "Funny, I guess I found my vision after all." Story 7. She left me for her coworker after 4 years together. Said she felt more alive with him. I was devastated, sure, but more confused. We'd just adopted a dog together. She returned the keys and blocked me everywhere. The dog stayed with me. 3 months later, I took that dog hiking every weekend. Started meeting new people, even got into better shape. I never really posted online, but one of my new friends was a travel photographer who snapped a candid of me and my dog at the summit of a snow-covered peak. It went viral on a dog lover's page. Guess who messaged me from a burner Instagram a few weeks later? She said I seemed really happy, and that she missed how peaceful things used to be. I didn't respond. A few months after that, I ran into her ex-coworker at the dog park. Small world. He was with a different woman, holding a baby. I asked about her. He shrugged and said, "She got intense, controlling." I bailed. Karma didn't come for her in one dramatic moment. It came slowly, in silence, through her own patterns. Meanwhile, I had healed, rebuilt, and was happier than ever. Story 8. She was my high school sweetheart. We did long distance in college, made it work. Or so I thought. During my senior year, I planned to propose. I booked a weekend getaway in the mountains. On the day we were supposed to leave, she texted me to say she couldn't come. An hour later, a mutual friend sent me a screenshot from Instagram. She'd posted a selfie with some guy, captioned, "Finally found someone who sees me." I didn't confront her. I canceled the trip and drove to the mountains alone. That weekend changed my life. I realized I had wrapped my identity around someone who outgrew me, or maybe never really valued me. I deleted her number, stopped checking her socials, and focused on finishing my degree. Fast forward 5 years. I'm now a park ranger. Yeah, totally switched paths. And I genuinely love my life. Last month, I got a letter forwarded from my old apartment. It was from her. She wrote that she was sorry for how things ended, and that the guy cheated on her 2 months in. She said she'd made a mistake. I thought about replying, but I didn't. I just folded the letter and tossed it in the campfire. Story 9. We were married. 12 years. Built a life, raised two kids, bought a house. I thought we were solid. Then he sat me down and said he met someone new. Younger. No kids. Said he didn't want to be tied down anymore, like this was some phase he'd suddenly snapped out of. He moved out within a week. Didn't fight for custody. Just sent child support and occasional texts. My world collapsed. I had to explain to our children why Daddy was suddenly busy every weekend. But I kept going. Got back into therapy, took night classes, and eventually became a certified medical technician. 3 years later, I bought a new home, on my own. And my kids are thriving. Then one day he called, voice cracking. Said she'd left him for her yoga instructor. He sounded broken. Said he missed the peace of our old life. I told him I wasn't his emotional safety net anymore. I wished him well and hung up. Karma didn't just level the scales. It reminded him what he lost and what I rebuilt without him. Story 10. I was dumped from my best friend. Yep, double betrayal. They didn't even try to hide it. Said they fell in love and didn't want to live a lie anymore. It was like watching your house burn down and realizing your two favorite people were holding the matches. I moved out of our shared apartment with nothing but a suitcase and my laptop. I went through hell, couch surfing, depression, insomnia, but I didn't let it define me. I started writing, not about them, not at first, just short fiction, memoir-style stuff. Then one day, I wrote about what happened, posted it anonymously on a writing forum. It blew up, went viral, people related, publishers reached out. That story became the foundation of a book. The book became a deal. I'm now a full-time author, working on my second novel. Meanwhile, I saw their relationship status go from engaged to it's complicated to nothing at all within 6 months. A mutual friend told me they fought constantly, mostly about trust. Big shocker. They took everything from me, except my voice. And that turned out to be the one thing I needed. Story 11. He ghosted me after 2 years together. One day we were watching Breaking Bad on the couch. The next day, he just didn't come home. I called, texted, emailed, nothing. A week later, I saw a Facebook photo of him with another woman, tagged on a trip to Vegas. That hurt more than the breakup. No explanation, no closure, just replacement. I grieved hard, but I also journaled every day, went back to therapy, picked up running. Over the next year, I lost 60 pounds, quit smoking, and even got a new job. Life wasn't perfect, but it was mine again. One day, I got a text from an unknown number. Hey, long time. Mind if we talk? I ignored it. He kept trying. Eventually, he emailed me a long apology. Turns out the someone better had drained his bank account, keyed his car after an argument, and told him he had a beta male energy. Oof, I didn't reply. I just forwarded the email to spam, smiled, and went back to planning my hiking trip through Iceland. Story 12. He broke up with me in the most humiliating way possible. On my birthday, in front of my family, claimed he couldn't fake it anymore, and that he had met someone who made him feel alive again. The worst part? He did it after we'd just opened gifts. I had given him a watch he'd wanted for months. He didn't even say thank you. It felt like my world crumbled. I lost weight from the stress, cried in the shower, and stopped trusting people. But pain can be a strange fuel. I threw myself into my graduate thesis and ended up winning a competitive research grant that landed.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy.
Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Handed me an international fellowship. Years later, I was giving a lecture in a major city when I saw him sitting in the audience wearing that same watch. Afterward, he approached me awkwardly and said, "Wow, you really did something with yourself." I just said, "You're still wearing that watch?" and walked away. Story 13. She said I was too emotionally complex and left me for a guy who described himself as a crypto philosopher, whatever that means. I had just started opening up about my childhood trauma, thought we were building trust. Turns out vulnerability wasn't on her checklist. So she left, and I stayed single for a while. I poured that emotional complexity into songwriting. I performed at local open mics, then bars, then regional venues. A year later, one of my songs blew up on TikTok. Record label offers started coming in. Guess who DM'd me? "This song reminded me of us," she wrote. She even tried to get backstage at a show, saying she never stopped believing in me. The bouncer turned her away. I watched from behind the curtain the guy she left me for. He's running an Instagram account selling crypto spiritual NFTs. They haven't posted together in over a year. Story 14. He left me while I was in the hospital recovering from surgery. No warning. Just a short, cold text. "This isn't working. I've met someone else. My mom read it to me because I was too doped up on meds to understand it. I felt like someone punched my soul." He had met someone from his gym, apparently. Said she was more in tune with his lifestyle. "Well, I spent months relearning how to walk properly." Meanwhile, he posted gym selfies with her every other day. Flash forward 2 years. "I'm not only walking, I'm a marathoner. I've run 3 so far and raised over $20,000 for medical research in the process. Got featured in a local news story, too." That's when he reached out. Told me his gym girl had cheated on him with her trainer. He'd torn a ligament and gained weight. Said he just wanted someone who knew him before the fall. I told him I'd already met someone who did. Me. Story 15. I found out she was cheating through her Spotify playlist. She made one for us, but one night while we were lying in bed, her phone lit up with a new playlist titled Songs That Remind Me of You, and my name wasn't in the title. I clicked on it while she was in the bathroom. All love songs. None that we listened to. That was how I knew. She admitted it the next morning. Said she had moved on emotionally and was seeing her barista. I moved out within 48 hours. That heartbreak lit a fire in me. I went back to stand-up comedy, something I had quit after bombing once. Open mics became therapy. That led to guest spots, which led to a Netflix taping. No lie. One of my jokes was literally about the playlist. Guess who emailed me after the special aired? She said, "I didn't know I meant that much to you." I replied, "You didn't. The story did." Story 16. He and I met in culinary school. We both dreamed of owning a food truck together. He'd handle the entrees. I'd do desserts. We sketched ideas on napkins, built menus late into the night, even started saving together. Then, about 8 months into our plan, he sat me down and said he was going to partner with someone else instead. A classmate of ours, very outgoing, very influencer-y, said she had connections and I was too cautious. They launched a truck within 6 months. I saw it pop up on Instagram with trendy branding and phrases like, "Food is love." It stung, but I didn't lash out. I doubled down on my strengths. I joined a bakery as an assistant, quietly worked my way up, saved money. Eventually, I opened a small brick-and-mortar dessert shop with a few family loans and a ton of 16-hour days. 2 years later, I got an email from a local journalist asking if I wanted to comment on my former culinary partner. Turns out, their food truck had violated a string of health codes. Dirty prep surfaces, spoiled meat, even a rat video that went semi-viral. They were shut down permanently. Now, my shop is thriving. Lines out the door on weekends. And last month, I got a handwritten letter from him. "You were the heart of that dream. I'm sorry I didn't see it," I never replied. But I framed it and hung it behind the counter. A reminder. Story 17. She left me because she said I wasn't intellectually stimulating enough. Her exact words. Mind you, I was a high school English teacher, loved my job, read constantly, But I guess I wasn't philosophical enough for her. She'd been attending some elite book club, and that's where she met him. He was a professor, wrote books with long titles, talked a lot about Nietzsche, and smoked a pipe unironically. I didn't try to compete. I just kept teaching, mentoring students, and writing in my spare time. Eventually, one of my short stories was accepted by a small literary magazine, then another. And then, a university reached out about developing my work into a first-year reader. Guess who showed up at my book signing 3 years later? Her. Alone. I signed her copy, kept things polite. Later, she emailed me to say things with the professor didn't work out. She said he was critical, condescending, and treated her like a student. Funny how she dumped a teacher for that. Story 18. He dumped me 6 months after I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Said he couldn't handle the pressure and needed to live life while he was still young. He had already started seeing someone from his CrossFit gym, someone he claimed helped him find joy again. I was devastated, not just emotionally, but physically. MS had made everything harder, and I felt like my body, and now my heart, was failing, but I forced myself to move forward. Physical therapy became my routine, then strength training. Then I started documenting my journey on a private blog. Somehow, it gained traction. People related. One post about using humor to cope with my illness went viral. That led to podcast interviews, a book deal, even a TEDx talk. 3 years later, I ran into his sister at a book signing. She told me he had torn a ligament and could no longer keep up with his fitness crowd. His girlfriend left, he gained weight, and he was bitter at the world. She said he watched my TEDx talk and cried. Story 19. She said I was holding her back. We were in a band together, small gigs, lots of dreams, not a lot of money. I handled the bookings, the equipment, and the mixing. She was the voice, and to be fair, she had pipes. One day, after a show, she told me she'd been offered a solo opportunity with a producer who saw our set. She said it was her time, and she didn't want to waste her prime waiting for us to make it as a group. She left. Took the name we built, the songs we co-wrote, and even my guitar. I was crushed. But I didn't stop playing. I posted stripped-down acoustic sets online, started producing for others, eventually launched my own YouTube series where I broke down how to build songs from scratch. A few of those videos hit big. Labels started reaching out, for me. Meanwhile, her solo project went nowhere. That same producer she left me for shelved her album after a messy studio fallout. She posted a long rant on Instagram about being used and misunderstood. Me? I just signed a licensing deal with Netflix. Sometimes karma doesn't need to scream. It just quietly hands you a better guitar. Story 20. He and I had plans. Real ones. We were saving for a down payment, had spreadsheets, budgets, even a Pinterest board. Then he cheated with his coworker, a flashy woman who bragged about her manifestation vision board and expensive taste. He said she made him feel alive and that I was too focused on the future. He moved out, broke the lease, left me with rent and the emotional fallout. I cried every night for weeks. But necessity is a brutal motivator. I picked up a second job, got a roommate, and refocused on my career. Within 2 years, I had paid off my debt, gotten promoted twice, and bought my own condo. Solo. Then, last summer, I got a call from a number I didn't recognize. It was him. He'd been let go from his job. The other woman had dumped him after maxing out his credit card, and he wanted to know if we could grab coffee. I told him I didn't drink with the past, just with people who respected my future. Story 21. She left me while we were on vacation, literally mid-trip. We were in Barcelona, and she said she needed to rediscover herself and that she had met someone the week before, her yoga instructor. She packed her things, left the Airbnb, and I had 3 more days on my own in a city I barely knew. I ate sad tapas alone and cried in the bathroom of a gaudy museum. When I got home, I deleted all our shared social media, packed her stuff in boxes, and started hiking. Every weekend, mountains, forests, anywhere I could breathe again. That turned into photography, and that turned into a following. Before long, I was selling prints and working with outdoor brands. Then came the message. I saw your photos. I miss your peace. She said the yoga guy was a control freak who faked being spiritual, but was just emotionally unavailable in a different flavor. I didn't reply. But I did post a new photo that day, titled, "Some Trails Aren't Meant to Reconnect." Story 22. We dated through college, and after graduation, I landed a stable job in tech. She said she was proud but wanted more adventure. Within 2 weeks, she told me she was leaving. She had met a travel vlogger who was living in the moment and invited her to Bali. She went. I stayed. I built my portfolio, led a project that got company-wide attention, and eventually got headhunted by a major firm. Meanwhile, she was in his vlogs for a bit. At first, it looked like paradise. Waterfalls, drone shots, sunrises. Then the tone shifted. They started a joint Patreon. Then she vanished from his videos altogether. I found out from a mutual friend that he'd left her in Thailand when she got food poisoning. He wanted to keep the content light, so he ghosted her in a hostel. She returned home, moved in with her parents, and tried starting a travel blog, but it fizzled. Last I saw, she liked my engagement announcement on LinkedIn. Adventure found me after all, just instability, not escape. Story 23. He said he loved me but didn't feel the spark anymore. We'd been together 6 years. Bought furniture together, named our future kids, all of it. I later found out he was seeing his old high school girlfriend behind my back. She was recently divorced and apparently, the old flame never went out. I was numb, but I threw myself into art. Watercolors, then ink, then digital. I started sharing pieces online, mostly abstract stuff that helped me process. Slowly, I built a following. Then a gallery in Portland reached out. Then commissions. Then an online course deal. 2 years later, I was invited to exhibit in a local art show. Guess who showed up? He walked up to me, older, more tired. Told me things with the ex had been complicated. She wanted marriage again. He didn't. They broke up after he lost his job. He looked at one of my paintings called The Lie That Looked Like Home and said, "Is this about us?" I just smiled and said, "No. This one actually sold." Story 24. He dumped me at my lowest. I had just been laid off and my dad was in hospice. He said he needed lightness in his life and that I was too emotionally heavy. He didn't say it with malice, just indifference. 2 weeks later, he was dating someone from his gym who posted positive vibes only captions and wore coordinated workout gear. They moved fast. Vacations, couple selfies, hashtag goals. I couldn't move fast. I grieved quietly, but I also started writing every day. Grief, rage, memories, I poured it all out and turned it into a manuscript. That manuscript became a memoir. A small publisher picked it up. Then NPR featured it. Then it hit a bestseller list. Months after the book tour, he emailed me. Said he read it and cried. Said he didn't realize how much of your pain I missed. He asked if we could talk. I said, "You skipped the hard chapters. You don't get the epilogue." Story 25. We were both med students, stressed, exhausted, but in love. Or so I thought. During rotations, he started spending more time with a fellow intern. Late night studying turned into sleepovers, and I found out the truth when I walked in on them after a night shift. He didn't deny it. Said he needed someone who understood the pressure. That I was too emotional. Too needy. Fine. I switched specialties. I wanted a fresh start. I chose pediatrics. High pressure, yes, but more soul. More connection. I threw myself into it, finished top of my residency class, and was offered a position at a prestigious children's hospital. Years later, our paths crossed at a medical conference. He was presenting a paper. I was receiving an award. During the lunch break, he sat next to me and asked, "Do you ever miss what we had?" I looked him in the eye and said, "I miss who I was when I believed in you." Then I got up and joined my colleagues at the head table. Story 26. She left me 2 months after we moved into a place together. We'd signed a lease, bought furniture, started making weekend brunch a tradition. Then she told me she had reconnected with someone from her past. Her first love. She said she felt things with him she never had with me. She packed up and left overnight. Took the new air fryer with her too. At first, I was wrecked. I sat on the floor of our half-empty apartment eating cereal out of a mug. But after a few weeks, I started learning how to cook, really cook. I documented the whole thing on TikTok, turning my heartbreak meals into a series called Cooking for One, and loving it. It caught on. A few months later, I was collaborating with actual chefs and had brand deals rolling in. I turned that pain into presents and people noticed. Then came the DM. "I always loved how patient you were." I missed that. It was her. I left her on read. Then posted a new video, cooking risotto. The caption? "Tastes better without baggage." Story 27. He and I were high school sweethearts who made it through college. At least, until the last semester. That's when he cheated. Not once, not twice. Three different women, same dorm building. He said, "I don't think I'm ready for a forever person." So I moved out of our shared apartment 2 weeks before graduation, canceled the trip we had planned to Europe, and blocked him on everything. I spent that summer hiking and meditating and figuring out who I was without him. Then I applied to a remote teaching program abroad. It changed my life. I lived in Vietnam for a year, then Spain. Taught amazing kids. Learned 3 new languages. Started a blog about solo travel and cultural immersion, which eventually became a full-time job. A publisher reached out for a book deal. 5 years after we broke up, he emailed me. Said he was working as a car salesman and thought about me whenever things got hard. He said I was his calm. I sent back a photo from the Andes. Smiling, arms wide, freedom in my hair. No caption. Just the image. Because peace speaks for itself. Story 28. She dumped me after I got a cancer diagnosis. Said she wasn't emotionally equipped to be someone's caregiver. We weren't even married, just 2 years together. But she dipped the day after my biopsy results came back. Didn't even wait for the treatment plan. That broke something in me. But not in a way that made me smaller. I got angry. Then focused. I fought like hell. Chemo, radiation, surgeries. My sister shaved her head with me. My friends organized food trains. I survived. And I started speaking about survivorship. First, just to support groups. Then, local events. Then, someone filmed one of my talks. It went viral. TEDx called. Then a book offer. She messaged me after my video made it to LinkedIn. Said I looked strong, and that she regretted leaving. I didn't reply. But I included a sentence in my next speech. Sometimes the people who leave you during your darkest hour are doing you that biggest favor. They just gave you a lighter backpack for the climb. Story 29. He said I was too low-key for him. That he wanted fireworks and spontaneity. He met someone electric. A musician who threw parties on rooftops and wore glitter to brunch. He left me quietly as if I wasn't even worth a big goodbye. I cried for a week, then started painting again. I'd stopped years ago, convinced I wasn't good enough. But now, I painted everything. My grief, my healing, the night sky above my apartment. I opened an Etsy store, sold 2 paintings, then 20. Eventually, I had enough income to quit my job and paint full time. My art was picked up by a boutique hotel chain. One day, I got an email from him. He asked if I'd consider doing a piece for his new condo. He didn't know I had seen the photos. He and the glitter girl were no longer together. She'd left him for someone even more electric. I replied with a quote, "Art should bring peace, not reminders," and declined the commission. Story 30. She broke up with me right after we got our dog. Said she felt trapped and didn't want to play house anymore. Said she met someone spontaneous, a van life traveler, and wanted to see the world without being tied down. She left me with the dog, rent, and a half-finished IKEA shelf. I poured everything into that dog. Long walks, training sessions, hiking trips. I made an Instagram account for him as a joke. Turns out people loved him. His expressions, our story. The account grew. Tens of thousands of followers. Pet brands reached out. We got free gear, paid promos. I even started a side business as a dog trainer. A year later, she messaged me. I miss Baxter. She asked if we could meet up, just to reconnect. I said, "You left us. We didn't leave you." Then I posted a pic of Baxter lounging in the back of a Jeep with the caption, "Some rides don't have return tickets." Story 31. We were engaged. I had the ring, the venue booked, the deposit down. 2 months before the wedding, he said he needed space to think. I gave it. A week later, I found out through a friend's tagged photo that he had flown to Italy with his coworker. Same one I'd asked about a dozen times, and he swore they were just friends. No apology, no explanation, just silence. I canceled the wedding, swallowed the shame, and took the honeymoon trip alone. 10 days in Greece. First time I'd ever traveled solo. On that trip, I met an older couple who had been married 40 years. They taught me how to drink ouzo without wincing and reminded me that love isn't always loud. Sometimes it's patient. When I got home, I started a blog about healing solo. One post, about what to do with your canceled wedding dress, went viral. Publishers reached out. Now I write full-time. Last I heard, he got ghosted by that same coworker. Apparently, she met a musician while they were still abroad. Funny how karma sometimes travels faster than a return flight. Story 32. She said she wanted more ambition and left me for a guy who had just landed a job in fintech. I was working at a nonprofit helping low-income families access legal aid. Not glamorous, but meaningful. She told me she didn't want a life stuck in modest apartments eating lentils, which is a weirdly specific way to break up. They moved in together within months, started posting pictures in luxury apartments, posing with wine and books no one was reading. I didn't chase anything, just stayed the course. Eventually, my nonprofit's work got recognized in a major state policy reform. I was invited to D.C. to speak. Then came a fellowship, then a leadership position. 2 years later, I got an anonymous email. Screenshots. Her new guy had been cheating. Multiple women, some financial scamming stuff. He'd drained her savings account. I never replied. But I sent a donation to a women's shelter in her name. Lentils still taste great, by the way. Story 33. He said he needed a muse, and that I was too stable to inspire his art. He was a photographer. Talented, sure, but obsessed with the tortured artist aesthetic. One night, after I brought him soup while he was editing, he told me he met someone at a gallery. She sees the storm in me, he said. I left without a fight. Just packed my things and let him brood. Funny thing is, I had always loved photography too. But I'd been behind the scenes, setting up shoots, organizing, encouraging. After we split, I picked up his old backup camera and started taking photos. Different style, warmer, more human. I started shooting portraits at community events, then weddings. Word spread. I built a business. 3 years later, I won a local art grant. My series on quiet resilience was exhibited in the same gallery he once called Too Commercial. He came to the opening. Alone. He said, "You outgrew me." I said, "No. I just stopped shrinking." Story 34. She said I didn't match her hustle. That was her exact line. We were both starting our careers, but I was building a business slowly. While she wanted fast cash, flashy vacations, a life that looked good on Instagram. Enter her boss, mid-30s. Wealthy. Drove a Tesla and posted grindset quotes on LinkedIn. She left me for him. She went full influencer, posted pictures on boats, luxury rooftops, business class flights. I muted everything. Meanwhile, I stayed focused. My business? It was boring to most people. Back-end software for dental clinics. But within 3 years, I had 11 employees and a seven-figure acquisition offer. That same week, I got a text from her. "Congrats. Saw the news. Maybe we could catch up." I replied, "I don't match your hustle. But my piece is priceless." She didn't text again. Story 35. He dumped me by changing his relationship status on Facebook. No conversation. No heads up. One day we were talking about going to a music festival. And the next, I saw "in a relationship with Lauren" pop up on my feed. Mutuals were commenting, "so cute," while I sat there, refreshing the page in disbelief. I didn't cry. I deleted the app, took a deep breath, then another. I joined a community choir I'd been too scared to audition for. I started spending time with people who didn't make me feel like an option. And I found my voice, literally. The choir led to solos, which led to an indie band, which led to us recording an EP. A year later, we performed at that same music festival. Guess who was in the crowd? He messaged me after the show. "You were incredible. Didn't know you could sing like that." I replied, "You never asked." Then blocked him. Midnote. Story 36. We were dating during the first year of my PhD program. It was tough. I barely had time to eat, let alone plan cute dates. But I was building toward something. He wasn't. He worked retail, hated it, and always said he'd figure it out soon. One day, I came home to a handwritten note. "I need someone who lives in the now, not 5 years from now." Turns out the now was his new coworker, a girl who ran a manifestation blog and sold crystal kits on Etsy. It hurt. Bad. But I buried myself in research. I won a fellowship, then presented at a global conference. Then my work got published in a medical journal. The field opened up for me. I was doing exactly what I set out to do. 2 years later, I got a friend request from him, followed by a message, "Proud of you. Wish I'd had your drive." His Instagram, full of motivational quotes, none of which he lived by. Mine? Photos from my lab, my classroom, and one of me holding my first book contract. Story 37. She broke up with me at the DMV. We were waiting to register our car and she just looked up from her phone and said, "I think I'm in love with someone else." I was stunned. I asked if we could talk later. She said, "No point in dragging it out." Turns out she'd been talking to a barista she flirted with every morning. Someone who, according to her, understood her creative energy. I walked home that day. Rain, of course. Months passed. I stayed quiet, worked hard, and kept my head down. Started writing comedy sketches with friends for fun. One of them went viral. Then another. A producer messaged us. Before I knew it, I was in a writer's room for a late-night comedy show. A year into the job, we taped our first season. I posted a group photo. She messaged me saying she always knew I was hilarious. I replied with one word, "Q," because she was just another joke waiting her turn. Story 38. He dumped me after I miscarried. said he couldn't deal with all the emotions and that things weren't the same anymore. We'd been trying, hoping, planning. And then, nothing. Empty nursery, empty arms. He started dating someone younger almost immediately. I found out from a mutual friend. They were already posting couple selfies 2 weeks after the breakup. But grief is strange. It tears you down, but it also remakes you. I joined a support group, then became a facilitator. I went back to school, studied social work, and now I counsel women who've experienced pregnancy loss. It's heavy work, but holy hell, it's meaningful. 3 years later, he emailed me, said he'd read an article I was featured in, told me he cried, said he never stopped feeling guilty. I responded, "Good. That means you still have a heart. Use it next time." And I kept going. Story 39. She said I was too vanilla. That was her reason. After 4 years, she met some guy in her improv class who was spontaneous, edgy, a real wild card. He did fire dancing. I wish I were joking. I didn't try to win her back. Instead, I signed up for a barista course because I always wanted to open a cafe. That led to finding a commercial lease. Then a business partner. Then, finally, my own place. 2 years later, my cafe was featured on a local food blog. Lines out the door, especially on weekends. One morning, I saw her sitting at a corner table watching me work. She ordered a chai and left a note on the receipt. "Your latte art is beautiful. So are you." I flipped the receipt over and wrote, "Vanilla makes the best base." Left it on the counter. Never saw her again. Story 40. We had started a small gaming channel together. Nothing big, just streams and goofy content for fun. I edited all the videos, handled the tech. He was the personality. Then one day he told me he was going solo. Said a streamer with more followers offered to boost him if he ditched the dead weight. That was me. He changed the channel name, deleted our early videos, and blocked me. He blew up fast at first. Sponsorships, collabs, brand deals. But followers are fickle. His jokes got meaner. He started picking fights. Got banned for harassment. Twice. Eventually, his sponsors dropped him. Me? I quietly restarted under a new name. No face cam. No drama. Just cozy vibes and smart edits. It took a while, but people found me. Then the algorithm picked me up. I passed his old sub count 6 months ago. Last week, he tried to follow me on Twitch. I banned him before he even entered chat. Story 41. He dumped me in the middle of IKEA. We were arguing over which sofa to buy for the apartment we'd just leased. Out of nowhere, he sighed and said, "I can't do this. You're too practical." I miss passion. I thought it was just stress, but no, he meant it. He walked out of IKEA with the keys to our shared place and left me standing between display lamps and a fake plant named Faka. Turns out he'd reconnected with his ex on Snapchat. She was all poetry, chaos, and vague Instagram quotes. I couch surfed for a while, stayed with friends, got a roommate, and quietly rebuilt. A year later, I became a licensed interior designer and landed a job staging high-end homes. I turned that heartbreak into the foundation for something solid, literally. Then one day, I got an inquiry from a new client looking to stage a rental after a bad breakup. It was him. He didn't recognize my name at first. When we met, he looked like he'd seen a ghost. I smiled, measured the space, and said, "Let's pick a sofa that lasts this time." Story 42. She left me because I didn't have a car. Said she couldn't date a man who rode the bus. I was fresh out of college, had student loans, and was saving for grad school. She wanted someone established. Within a month, she was dating a guy 10 years older who drove a luxury sedan and worked in finance. I stayed on the bus, stayed in the library, stayed grinding. 3 years later, I graduated with my law degree and was hired by a firm specializing in environmental litigation. I bought my first car. Not flashy, but mine. Then I saw her at a gas station of all places. She was wearing a wrinkled fast food uniform and looked exhausted. We made eye contact. She walked up and said, "Wow, you look different." I replied, "Yeah, I drive now." Pulled away with the windows down and the music up. Story 43. We were both teachers at the same school. Cute, right? Until he left me for a parent of one of his students. That's right. Said she had maturity, real-world experience, and a beach house. He moved in with her. She posted pics of him helping her kids with homework like he was some domestic saint. Meanwhile, I showed up to work every day pretending I hadn't just been humiliated. But the school noticed. I was still the one organizing clubs, writing grants, leading workshops. I was promoted to department head, then assistant principal within 2 years. His relationship imploded when the kid's dad returned from deployment and threatened legal action. Messy, messy stuff. He had to transfer schools. At a district mixer, he approached me, drink in hand, and said, "We really had something special, huh?" I said, "We still do. You just don't work here anymore." Story 44. She dumped me over text during a tornado warning. No joke. I was crouched in a bathtub, sirens blaring, and got a message saying, "I think we've grown apart. I met someone who makes me feel alive." The timing couldn't have been worse. Or better, depending on how you see it. I took the chaos as a sign. I started reevaluating everything. My job, my diet, my habits. I enrolled in a night class for creative writing. It felt silly at first, but I kept at it. Fast forward 18 months. I published a short story that got picked up by a lit mag. Then another. Then an agent reached out. Now I've got a book deal, debut novel coming next spring. She messaged me after seeing a review online. "Didn't know you were such a talented writer." I didn't respond. But I did name a throwaway villain after her in chapter 12. Writers never forget. Story 45. He told me I was too much, too intense, too emotional, too loud. Then he left me for someone chill, a girl who laughed at his jokes and agreed with everything he said. I started therapy, not to win him back, but to understand why that line broke me so badly. In therapy, I found my voice again. Then I started a podcast, just me, talking about mental health, identity, and being too much in a world that wants you to shrink. At first, only a few listeners, then hundreds, then thousands. Spotify offered me a licensing deal last month. A week later, I got a voice note from him. "Hey, just listened to your episode on emotional suppression. Hit hard. I think I was the guy you were talking about. I'm sorry." I didn't delete it, but I didn't reply. Instead, I played it at the end of my next episode, anonymously. The title? Too Much and Just Enough. Story 46. He broke up with me 3 days before our immigration interview. We were in a long-distance relationship for almost 2 years. He moved to my country, and we lived together for nearly 6 months. Everything was going smoothly, or so I thought, until he sat me down and said, "I don't think I'm ready to give up the single life." Turns out, he had met someone new at his job. She was local, fun, and apparently not so intense. I canceled the application and cried over half-packed suitcases. He moved in with her a week later. But the twist? He didn't read the fine print. When I pulled my sponsorship, his visa status changed. He had 60 days to figure out a new plan or leave. He messaged me in a panic, asking if we could just go through with the interview, no strings attached. I said, "You wanted to be single, be free." He was on a flight back to his home country a month later. I moved into a new apartment with better light and no legal liabilities. Story 47. She dumped me after I got sober. I'd struggled with alcohol for years, but finally hit rock bottom after a blackout ruined our anniversary dinner. I entered rehab, took it seriously, and came out clean and committed. But she wasn't interested in the version of me that didn't party. She said I was boring now, and that I killed the vibe. I stayed sober, joined a community group, took up boxing, became a sponsor. Day by day, I built a new life from scratch. 2 years later, I was invited to speak at a recovery panel hosted by a local university. She was there, sitting in the back, quiet, thinner, looking worn out. Afterward, she approached me and said, "You look happy." I nodded. "I am. It's peaceful in the real world." She never responded, but I saw her leave halfway through the next speaker. Maybe she didn't like being sober either. Story 48. We'd been together since freshman year, built everything side by side, degrees, savings, goals. Then, one night, he told me he'd been talking to someone from work. "It just happened," he said. "She gets me." I moved out the next day with my cat and two suitcases. Slept on a friend's couch, then found a tiny sublet and started again. I also started therapy, meditation, and hiking. Reconnected with myself. I'd always loved animals, so I began volunteering at a rescue shelter. That turned into a job. That job became a career. 3 years later, I now run the organization. We just launched a partnership with a national brand. He emailed me last month. Said the girl from work cheated on him. Twice. Said he missed us. I sent back a photo of me holding a rescue puppy with a caption, "You can't cheat on peace." Story 49. He left me right after I got pregnant. Said he wasn't ready to be a dad, and that he wanted to live before settling down. I was terrified, alone, and broke. But I decided to keep the baby and moved back in with my mom. It was hard. There were nights I cried over a crib I had to build secondhand. But my daughter gave me purpose. I took online classes while nursing. Applied for remote jobs. Found one, then another, started freelancing. Now I run my own digital marketing firm from home. Last week, he sent a birthday message for her. She's 4 now. He's never met her. He said he wanted to talk man to woman. I told him, I grew out of you the same way she grows out of her shoes. Quickly, quietly, and permanently. No response. Just silence. And that's how I knew he finally understood. Story 50. She left me during a medical scare. I had a heart arrhythmia that sent me to the ER. While I was getting tests done, she told me she needed space to process things. A week later, I saw a picture of her with someone else on a dinner date. She'd been processing his abs, apparently. Recovery was slow. My energy was low for months. But during that time, I started posting reviews of heart-healthy recipes and sharing my fitness progress online.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
My following grew. Then came a brand partnership. Then two. Now I'm a full-time wellness content creator, helping others bounce back from health scares. She messaged me recently. You look amazing. So proud of you. I replied, thanks. My new lifestyle doesn't tolerate toxicity. She said, wow, that's harsh. I said, no, that's heart healthy. Story 51. She left me 2 weeks after we got matching tattoos. Said she felt trapped by permanence and needed to feel weightless again. I didn't argue. I just stared at my wrist, at the minimalist mountain design we got together, and thought, so now I'm stuck with this. Turns out she'd been texting some guy from her climbing gym for months. He had no job but lived in the moment. A month later, she was living in his van, posting grainy Polaroids and hashtagging number Wanderlove. Me. I covered the tattoo, turned the mountain into a wave. Then I took swimming lessons. Then I got into triathlons. Eventually, I completed my first Ironman. Someone snapped a photo of me crossing the finish line with the wave tattoo in full view. That photo ended up in a national health magazine. She DM'd me. I still have my mountain. Do you ever think about us? I replied, only when I swim past it. Story 52. We were in a band. I was the drummer, she sang. We weren't famous, but we had a local following, solid gigs and dreams. Then she met a producer at a festival. Older, slick, said she had star quality. She said she'd be going solo. Left me, the band, everything. Her solo stuff came out 6 months later. Overproduced. Empty. She bought streams, boosted the posts, but people didn't connect. Meanwhile, I joined a new band. Grungier, honest, raw. We didn't care about fame. We just played. But something caught. A music blog featured us. Then Spotify playlists. Then an indie label reached out. Fast forward 2 years, we played that same festival. After the show, she came backstage, said, your sound has evolved. You're finally serious about it. I just smiled and said, I always was. You just weren't listening. Story 53. He broke up with me while I was holding my acceptance letter to grad school. I was so excited. I'd gotten into a top-tier psychology program, and I thought he'd be proud. Instead, he said, you're about to outgrow me and I can't handle that, then added, also I've been talking to someone else. He wanted to date a waitress from the diner we went to every Sunday. Said she reminded him of simpler times. I cried, hard, then packed up, moved to the city, and started school. It was brutal, long hours, tight money, but I thrived. I wrote a thesis that ended up published. Got invited to a panel at a national conference. Started a trauma-informed therapy podcast that hit top charts. 3 years later, he emailed me. I listened to your podcast. It really helped. I said, good, that's what it's for. But I'm not your therapist. Story 54. She dumped me a week after I got laid off. Said she couldn't handle being someone's emotional support blanket. I understood, sort of. We were living modestly, and the stress was real. but I was shocked she left the moment things got difficult. She moved in with an ex a month later, one with a high-paying tech job and a condo with a view. Me? I freelanced. Picked up side gigs. One of those was consulting for a startup. That startup exploded. They hired me full-time, then made me head of strategy. 2 years later, we were acquired. I bought my first home. Nothing flashy, but it had a view of the park and a reading nook I loved. She messaged me. You always had it in you. I didn't reply, but I did screenshot it and save it in a folder titled Unsolicited Endorsements. Story 55. He dumped me after my dad died. Said I was too negative and that grief wasn't sexy. Said he needed light and laughter, not funeral energy. He actually said those words. I didn't fight him. I just went silent. But that silence became poetry. I started writing late at night, using grief as fuel. My poems were messy at first, but raw, honest. Eventually, I shared a few anonymously on a poetry site. They resonated. Soon, I was invited to open mic nights. Then I published a small zine. That zine caught the attention of a publisher who wanted a full collection. When the book came out, it was titled The Elegy Season. He sent flowers to the release party. Said he was honored to have inspired it. I signed his copy, but not with my name. I just wrote, "Grief writes better than cruelty ever could."